Hi everyone, welcome to another beautiful episode of your favorite podcast, Relationship and Life Realities Podcast with Onome. And the voice you're listening to is no other person but that of your one and only host, Onome Omachila. How are you guys doing today? I'm super excited to be here. Yeah. Okay guys, so thank you for always listening to me. I do not take it for granted. I really do appreciate. So today we're going to be talking about life. So, and that reminds me of this movie, this popular movie then, the Lady Called Life. Yeah, so today I'm going to be talking about life, not like life generally, but I'm going to be talking about life from the standpoint of where I'm coming from, you know, my perspective about life, you know, what has been my experience so far and how I view life generally. So I put it on my status yesterday that today I'm going to be talking about how life has been to me and the three values that has actually helped me to stay sane in this world of so much insanities. So, you know, I stated it that I'm going to be enlightening you from my own understanding of, you know, how life has been to me, and then the three values that, you know, I've held on to, and of course I still plan to hold on to them because they've been of great value and impact to me. And I'm going to be sharing those values with you, hoping that you're going to, you know, learn from my story. And then hoping that at the end of this podcast, you're going to have a decision that you will start, you know, you will inculcate these values if you are yet to, you know, inculcate them. And if it is something you've been practicing and the values you've been holding on to, you'll be encouraged to continue holding on firmly to them. Are you guys ready? Okay, so if you ask me generally about life, I'll say life is amazing. Yeah, amazing, right? Life is amazing. Of course, there are ups and downs, and you know, life is amazing. And life is amazing because I choose to see life as amazing. So, and that is not because I actually have a so privileged background. As a matter of fact, I didn't come from a so-called privileged background, yes. So my parents were not rich, and of course, we're poor. But then we were just like this normal average kind of a family, you know, and while growing up, I did not have some privileges that some of my mates that actually were privileged to come from this, you know, big family had. But nevertheless, I never for once felt like I am underprivileged, or I never for once felt like they are better than me. And I'm not even saying this because I'm here. Seriously, there's nothing to hide. I'm just saying this because that was actually the truth. You know, I was thinking about it few weeks ago, and I was thinking about that. Why you say that? Why growing up, I never felt like some kids are better than me. I never felt like I'm not good enough. Why is it that I have so much confidence? And while I was thinking about it, the only answer I could provide to that was how I was raised. You know, my parents actually made me believe that I was, you know, I am the best child anybody could ask for. They actually showered me with love, and they provided me with what they had and what they still have, even though they are no longer provided for, like in that sense, you get. But yeah, they provided for me with what they had. So it was not a story of maybe I had a parent that have, you know, a more than enough, but they were not taking care of me. But I have parents that, you know, they were taking care of me equivalently to what they have, or even sometimes going outside the comfort zone so that I would be okay. And that was not just to me alone, but to my siblings as well. So they made us believe that we have, they made us see that they actually gave us everything they had. So they made us believe that we have our best lives, even though that was not like best life in that sense, right? But they made us believe that family is everything. They made us believe that, you know, if you have your family, you have the things you need at a particular point of your time, you are fine. They made us believe that, you know, there is more to life than the material things. They made us believe that there are some values you should hold on to that will actually make you the kind of woman or the man you want to become. And these things are real gems to me. Like, these things are so much valuable to me. These things are a whole lot to me and to my siblings. So that actually, how will I say this? That actually, dictates the way I view life. It actually dictates my perspective to life. It actually helped me build contentment. It actually helped me see life from the standpoint of being satisfied with what you have at the present moment, knowing that that present stage you have is the phase that is going to pass. And of course, there are better days ahead. Like, that was the perspective they actually made me view life with. And of course, till now, it's something I've actually held on to. And I still hold on to, and has really helped me, has really groomed me. And it's something that I'm here to share with you today. And this is the first one I would like to talk about, that you see, life is not always a bed of roses. But a lot of times, life to us, the way we view life is actually a determinant, or is mostly dependent on how we want to view it. People say life is beautiful, and they give you reasons why they choose to see life as beautiful. Not because life has really been beautiful to them, but they choose to see life as beautiful, right? And some people, they say life is bad, life is ugly, life is not good, life is unfair, because actually that is how they have decided to view life. And their values actually addresses, you know, that perspective that they hold on to. Do you understand? So most times, the way we view life, the way we do things, the way we interact with life, the way our perception about life actually, our perception about life to a very large extent actually dictates, you know, the way we view life. I mean, I don't know if that makes any sense. I was distracted for a little bit. What I was trying to say is that, you know, the way you view life is actually as a result of what you believe, what you grow up believing, and what the values that you hold on to dearly. These things will actually go a very long way in actually determining the way you view life. So the first value I'll be talking about is contentment. Contentment goes a very long way. It goes a very long way. As an individual or as a young child, like I said, the story I shared with you, that my parents actually, you know, made us believe that, you know, we have the best life, and that is actually the truth. Like, they made us believe that, you know, what you have is enough, right? I remember that then when I was in school, the first phone I used, the first time I used the phone was in SS1, and that was one Multilinks, and it got stolen about 3 weeks after I started using it. And the next time I used a phone after then was in SS3. And yeah, my friends were already using good phones. Then some people are using Symbian phone. Then there's this Nokia product that has this color blue and red, that was like one of the biggest phones then that my friends were using. But you see, I didn't see the big deal to it, because I just feel like my parents could not afford it at that time. And that shows that probably I don't need it. If it is something I need, I know that my parents will go all the way to provide it for me. And even if they feel that I need it, you know, they just can't afford it at that moment. So let me just live the moment. And that is another thing I'd like to talk about, that you should learn to live the moment and appreciate every moment you've got the privilege to spend here on earth. You see, every stage you find yourself is an opportunity and a privilege. That is the truth. So no matter what you're going through is a phase, it's going to pass. So learn to be the best of you. Learn to live your best life while at that stage and at that, you know, point of your life. And that is the truth. That is the truth. So no matter where you are, life is not always a bed of roses, but no matter where you are, it's a stage, it's a phase that is going to pass eventually. So learn to live your best life at this particular stage that you are in. I know that things are not, might not be going well the way you want it to. So that is not a moment for you. That's not an opportunity for you to dip your head down in sorrow, you know, trying to just, you know, you are not happy. You are very sad, and then when people see your countenance is poor, very bad, when people see you, they can tell that something is wrong with you. That is not you living your life to the best, you know, to the best of its potentials. So you live your life your best way, because you understand the fact that whatever stage you are in, right, whatever stage of your life you are in, is a phase and it's going to pass, and there is a need for you to explore that stage. There is a need for you to enjoy that stage to its fullest, and that is what contentment is all about. Contentment for me is actually embracing my stage, the stage of life that I am in, and do not compare myself to another person. So that is contentment for me. So whatever stage I am in, whatever it is I can afford now and I cannot afford. Okay, so what are the things that I can afford that will actually give me the kind of satisfaction that I can get at this point of my life? So I feel fulfilled doing those things. Not like, you know, I let my greediness or my lack of contentment, you know, rid me or steal from me the joy and satisfaction I can derive from whatever it is I can afford at this particular stage of my life. Do you understand? So that is what contentment is all about. And it's really a big deal. It's a big deal for me as an individual. And yeah, I feel like this is like number one value I would like to share with you. That even as you have your life going forward, you want to know that contentment is one value you really want to hold on to. Yeah. Another thing I would like to say about life is the fact that life, you know, will not always give to you what you want from it, but life will always give to you what you demand from it. Life will never give you what you desire. That is the truth. Life will give to you what you demand from it. So if there is something you want from life, you know, it's not for you to just sit down, you know, start wallowing in your own, you know, pity party, start wallowing in your own sorrow and your own dissatisfaction, in your own, you know, like, okay, I could have been this, but I'm not this. Whatever it is you desire from life, you know, go for it. Put in the work, demand for it, lay hold on it and go for it. So you don't need to sit down, you know, start crying, you know, shedding tears, you know, feeling like, okay, the whole world is against you. You want to, you know, sometimes just sit back, do some self introspection moment or you know, just sit back and sometimes just try to be introspective, right? And just think about it. What are the things that I need to do? Where am I right now? Where am I going? What do I need to get from here to there? So, you know, sometimes when you sit and you evaluate like that, you get to see some things I need to do, some things you need to put in place, what you get to do, what you need to lay your hands on. And then you start to do it. Because if you don't do it, nobody's going to do it for you. I can't do it for you. The best thing I can do for you is to encourage you, is to advise you like this. But I can't, you know, I can't just play some buttons on your behalf. You got to stand up. You got to make some move. Right, life will not give to you what you demand. You can't just say, I want to become a medical doctor, and then boom, tomorrow you're just a medical doctor. You have to put in some effort, right? You have to put in some dedication, some commitment. You know, you have to show the zeal, the enthusiasm. You need to really take some practical steps to show that, yes, you need to build some structure, some systems around your life to show that this is what I want, and I want to go for it, right? So everything takes time, and that is one beautiful that is one beautiful gift that life has given us, the gift of time. So time is very, very, is very, very important in determining what what you will make out of your life. So that is why we need to maximize our time, right? So you need to see that, okay, how many months will it take me to go from this stage to this stage? So what are the things I need to invest into my time to produce this kind of results that I want from my life? And that is how you lay demands on life. That is how you make requests from life. That is how, you know, you just give your best and you know, you just explore life. Life is too short. Life is beautiful. But then you need to understand the fact that life will not give you what you demand just because, life will not give what you desire just because you desire it, but what you demand, what you ask from it. And that is one beautiful thing about life. The other value I like to talk about is that of gratitude. This is a lot. Remember, I said I'm going to be sharing just three out of the values that has helped me to stay sane in this world of insanity. That I spoke about the first one, which is contentment, and how it has really helped grow me. Right now, I don't think that I'll see anybody and I'll start crying because of what you have that I do not have. I would rather focus on the things that I have and be grateful for them. Right? So when you are contented, it is actually easier for you to be grateful. Right, because now you are contented with the level you are, right? You are putting effort to become a better person, but then you are grateful for what you've achieved, right? So when you look at January to December, this is November, a lot of people actually, you know, they are very devastated, they are hungry, they are, you know, they are just bitter that there are a lot of things they wish they could have achieved, but they could not achieve. But there are a lot of things, if you will agree with me, that you never thought you could achieve at the beginning of this year, and yet you achieve them. Those are things to be grateful for, right? I'm not saying that it is bad when you have that, when you were able to introspect about your life and actually saw that, oh, things, you know, these are things I wanted to do but I could not do. What I'm trying to say is that you don't lock yourself up in your bitterness and, you know, in your regrets, start beating yourself up, but rather you want to really focus on the things that you've done, because these things will actually contribute to the way you view yourself, to you developing a healthy self-esteem. And when you cultivate the value of the habit of gratitude, what it does to you is that it gives you a positive mindset in approaching life, because you have hope. Like, gratitude actually gives you hope every morning. It makes you believe that there is more to life. It makes you believe that as long as you live, you know, there are still a lot of opportunities for you to explore. It makes you believe that as long as you're not dead, you can still be who you want to become. It makes you, you know, there's this way of hope, this way of joy, of light, of happiness, of you know, so much great faith that you have in yourself when you're a person of gratitude. And gratitude is very, very important. It's something that you don't want to joke with. So I cultivate the habit of asking myself daily, and sometimes I journal it down, that what am I grateful for? What am I grateful for? You know, that actually gives me this right perspective to life, and actually gives me with right mindedness every day, because now I go to the world with this mindset that God has done something for me. I have something to lay hold onto. And if God has done this, and if he can do this, then he can actually do this as well. So gratitude actually makes you, you know, keep a track record of God's faithfulness in your life. And then it actually builds the confidence within you to pursue more good things. Because now you have the confidence that if I can achieve this, if God can do this for me, then he can actually do this for me too. Because he's the same God and he can never change. Right? And that is what gratitude, you know, that is what gratitude is all about. And that is the right energy. That is the right mindset. That is what, you know, whatever it is you're going through, you understand the fact that this is just a phase and it's going to pass. And then you learn to be grateful for the stage that you are in. Because you know what? The stage you are in is a prerequisite to the next stage you want to get to. There is no, you don't have a future without your past. That is the truth. Yes, that is the truth. You can't see a successful man without a story. We all have our stories. We all have our stories. So there is no future without a past. Everybody has their stories of where they're coming from. So if you see a successful man, ask them, they will tell you their story. I mean, this is just a little bit of my story that I'm just sharing with you. These are things that some of you might, you know, you never thought about, right? I met a lot of people that feels like, okay, I actually feel like you are from a very, very wealthy background because of the way you used to behave, the way you carry yourself, the way you, right from when I was in school. And that was actually the mindset my parents has actually inculcated into me. So they built this confidence that I might not have everything, but come on, I'm the best of myself. I am just the best of the person I can be right now. There's a better version ahead, but I'm grateful for where I am. And that's just the confidence that my parents have inculcated into me. And I've embraced it and I keep running with it. So when you're contented with who you are, you learn to be grateful too. That is the second value I want to talk about. Gratitude is very, very, very important. Learn to be grateful. Learn to be grateful for the little things that people do not really pay attention to. You learn to be grateful for them. They are very, very important. My pastor used to say that if you are grateful to God healing you, then you will receive the gift of wholesomeness. It is one thing for you to be healed or healed. It is another thing for you to be whole. So that means when you are grateful for what God has started, then you know that, you know, you're just opening, you know, doors for perfection. And that is what gratitude does. So you want to be grateful for the things that God is doing in your life so that, you know, God will be able to do much more. God really wants us to be grateful. It is an habit you want to start to inculcate. If you really want to enjoy life to its fullest potential, and if you really want to get the best out of life. The third value I'm going to be talking about is the G factor. And this is very, very important. And that is the God factor. That is the God factor. You can't live a fulfilled life without God or outside God. This is like the most important. This is like the third point I'm going to be sharing, but it's the most important of them all. I don't even know how you think you can live your life, I mean, to its fullest potential, how you can live a satisfied life, how you can live a fulfilled life without God. It's not possible. I said what I said. It's not possible. I can tell you by experience. God is the only reason why I'm here, why I can record this, why I am today. And I can say it anywhere. I can stand on any pulpit to give that testimony, because that is the truth. God is the reason why I'm not looking like where I was coming from. God is the person who has actually helped my parents to train me and my siblings to who we are today, not because they are so good with the gift of parenting, or not because they are perfect. As a matter of fact, they aren't. They aren't. Like when I was young, I do not have the privileges that other kids have. I was rid of my social life. I don't have friends. And then my mom has this philosophy that she normally quotes, that, you know, people that has friends, they have it to the destruction of themselves. It is in the scripture in Yoruba. My parents used to say a lot. That was one thing I grew up listening to. From my mom, most importantly. My mom would say, how many friends, you know, how many people can you see, you know, coming around? I don't have friends. Nobody looks for me. I don't look for anybody. So there's no point. So I can't go visit anybody. Nobody can come around to visit me. It was that bad. So I felt like I was actually ripped of my social life. But let me tell you, right now, I have the social life I desire. So because that was actually how they knew to train me best. Seriously, that was the best life they felt they could give me. And my parents, I feel they were so overprotective of me because I was the first daughter. I am the first daughter. So I felt like I was overly protected, and that is the truth. The first time I ever traveled in my life was when I wanted to go and write my post in Ife. Seriously, that was the first time I will ever travel out of Ilesha. And it wasn't funny, but it was funny. Like, the first time I've ever been in Lagos was in my part 3 or part 4. When I told my coursemate about it, they were practically laughing at me. Like, are you serious? Like, yes, even though a lot of people actually believe I'm a Lagos babe. No, I'm from Ilesha. Like, I stay in Ilesha. I grew up in Ilesha, even though I'm not from Ilesha. I'm from Delta State. But Ilesha is like my hometown. But you know what? I went to the best of this public secondary school. Yeah, I'm so proud of it because, I mean, what's the difference? Though that I went to private school, I mean, I don't think I can stand in a place and, you know, I'll feel like, okay, I'm less privileged to them. Yeah, and because that is what I have, you know, that is the value that I've learned to be contented with whatever face I meet myself, and I've learned to just value every stages of my life and whatever it is my present situation can afford me. So when I was in school, you know, I left my, even though I didn't have some things, but I really learned, I lived my life to its fullest potential. And that was just the best thing that could ever happen to me, right? So after being contented and gratitude, the next thing is the God factor. And what actually helped my parents, really, to train us is the God factor. If there is one thing I grew up seeing my parents hand over to us raw, it is God. It is God. My parents are so big on God, like very, very, very big on God. My mom used to say that, you know, God is your parent. God is like your father and your mother. We are just custodians. And yeah, that is the truth. So my father actually made the fatherhood of God practically easy for me to believe in. Because, you know, the way he just takes care of us, the way that man is a father. I grew up knowing how many clothes my dad has, and I can't even count the number of dress or the clothes I've always had, even as a child. You can imagine, if a father can be like that, how much more God? So it was easy for me to actually understand the fatherhood of God, because I actually have a father that I can relate with. Now, if you're in a situation whereby you feel like, oh, lucky for you, you have a father. What about me that I have not even seen my father before? I don't even know if I have a father or not. Because I have a father, like I do not have a father. It doesn't matter. I'm here to tell you that the God factor is all that matters. You have a father, like the ultimate father. And that was one thing that I saw my parents, you know, hand over to me. Raw, they actually taught us that there is one God somewhere that you should really live your life pleasing. So when I actually got to encounter God myself, everything starts to make sense to me, and life becomes so much fun, so much beautiful. I remember when I was with my mother-in-law to be over the weekend, and she said something that was profound. She said she has learned in her journey with God that there is nothing God cannot give you. And that was so profound. When she said that, it struck a chord within me that there is nothing God cannot give me. God can give me everything. She said, if you want money, God can give you. If you want good health, He can give you. If you want peace of mind, He can give you. If you want children, He can give you. If you want a good husband, like a good husband, that will give you peace of mind, He can give you. If you want a glorious future, in fact, He has given you. If you want to live a life of purpose and all, He can give you. The only thing God will not give is HIV. Seriously, God will not give you bad things. So a lot of that, I don't know why I want to digress right now, but a lot of times when God actually instructs us not to do some things, it's for our own benefit. And I've seen a lot of people say, I can't be a Christian because a lot of do's and don'ts. I don't think I want to go into all those. I don't think I want to live my life based on some one God. I don't even know if He exists, you know, some rules and traditions and all. Yeah, God exists. If you've not seen someone to tell you, I'm a testimony of that God do exist. Another thing is that the rules that you, the so-called rules that we actually think, you know, is, you know, God says do's and don'ts, is for our own benefit. Whatever it is God asks us not to do is not for His own benefit. He's already God. Nothing can spoil Him. Nothing can destroy Him. Nothing spoils. He's God forever. He can't change. You know, He's God. But we are humans. We are the ones that can get corrupt by the worldly ways of doing things. We are the ones that can get corrupted with the world and its way of doing things. not God. So when God asks us not to do this, don't do this, don't steal, don't lie, it's so that your integrity can be intact. When God says don't fornicate, it's so that you won't get STDs. So when God asks you to keep yourself, it's so that you won't go about sleeping from one man to the... It's just for you to protect yourself. So every good thing, the Bible says, comes from God. James 1:17. I love that scripture so much. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. So including a satisfied life, including a fulfilled life, including a purposeful life, including a joyful life, comes from God. Right? So the God factor is very, very important. And I love that scripture that says, we do not have an high priest, Hebrews. That we do not have an high priest who cannot relate with what we are going through. So whatever it is you're going through, life is not fear, life is this, life is that. The Bible says God has been here on earth. So he can really relate with whatever it is we are going through. And that is the confidence, that is the joy that I have. I have a father that can really relate with what I'm going through. I have a father that understands me. I have a father that, you know, when it feels like I'm just tired about life, I'm just tired about the things I do, I don't even understand anymore, I don't even know if I'm doing the right thing, he can, you know, speak to me. I can have this honest conversation with him, and before I know it, I'll just have this peace of mind. You know, I'll just have this joy in the Holy Ghost. I'll just be fine. I'll just know what next to do. That is the confidence. That is what makes life sweet, not money. Yeah, and guess what? There's money in God. I mean, whatever it is you want is in him. Just serve him. So the God factor is a whole lot. It's a whole lot. A lot of times, or sometimes, I hardly, you know, feel that way. But sometimes I wake up and have mixed feelings. I don't even know why. I don't even know what is wrong. I just like, okay, I just know that this morning I'm down. But you know, when I go to the place of, when I go to the place of devotion, when I pray to God, when I have this honest conversation with God, when I journal, when I talk to him, I feel so relieved. There is no joy that can beat that. Life can be tiring. Life can be demanding. Life can be burdensome. I can tell you that for free. But with God, life can be beautiful. Life can be sweet. Life can be peaceful. So the God factor is a lot. So if you can hear me now and you feel like, you know, this God of a thing, I don't even know, just give your life to him. That is the best decision I've ever made, and I would never regret it. And that is the best decision anybody on the earth can make too. Right? So if you say I'm preaching the gospel, yeah, that is it, because that's the best thing I can tell you. If I give you money, it can't be compared to the gift of Christ, right? And that is one of the best things that can ever happen to you. And you can't live your life, you know, you can't live that kind of life you desire without him. And that is like, those are like one of the, or those are like some of the top theories, or let me say, those are the top theories of the values that has helped me stay sane in this world of so much insanity here and here. Right. So that was this podcast, guys. Thank you so much for always listening to me. I do not take it for granted. Guys, I did not take it for granted at all. I want to say thank you for always coming back to listen to this podcast. I am so grateful. And I believe with this viewpoint of mine, I've been able to convince, have not confused you, that life is beautiful. Life is peaceful. Life is fulfilling. Life is joyful. Life is amazing with God. And life can be beautiful as well if you are contented and you choose to be grateful for every phase of your life and everything that happens to you, right? And you choose to be positive about life, right? And try to see life from the lens of gratitude, from the lens of contentment, and from the lens of the God factor. So I want you to sit back and ask yourself, from which lens am I viewing life? From which lens am I viewing life? From which lens am I viewing life? What are my top three values? What are my top three values that has contributed to the woman I am today? And what are the top three values I will start to inculcate, I will start to imbibe, or start to hold on to become that woman God will have me become? Those are like the things I want you to do for me right now. I want you to think about it. Just self-introspect, think about it, and, you know, do justice to them. Give honest answer to them. And I know that if you can truly do justice to this and you start to run with this value, you become, you know, what has not seen, what has not yet seen, the person that God has preordained you to become. And this is my joy. This is my prayers. This is my wish. And this is my, you know, this is my heart. This is like my sincere desire that all of us we live the life God really wants us to. And this single life of ours, we live it to its fullest. Like, we enjoy life. Life is sweet, but with God. Thank you so much for having me, guys. Until I come your way again next Thursday, stay blessed and stay safe. Keep living and keep loving. Love and light. I love you guys. Bye.